Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 20th of September. Daniel's response to the crisis he faces in Daniel chapter 9 is one that we should emulate. He prayed. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional podcast, we examine Daniel's prayer, which suggests five ways we might pray when in crisis, and the ways in which God might answer. We turn to our passage again, Daniel chapter 9 and verses 4 to 19. Today we're reading from the Good News Translation. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed the sins of my people. I said, Lord God, you are great and we honour you. You are faithful to your covenant and show constant love to those who love you and do what you command. We have sinned. We have been evil, we have done wrong. We have rejected what you commanded us to do and have turned away from what you showed us was right. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our rulers, our ancestors, and our whole nation. You, Lord, always do what is right, but we have always brought disgrace on ourselves. This is true of all of us who live in Judea and in Jerusalem, and of all the Israelites whom you scattered in countries near and far, because they were unfaithful to you. Our kings, our rulers, and our ancestors have acted shamefully and sinned against you, Lord. You are merciful and forgiving, although we have rebelled against you. We did not listen to you, O Lord our God, when you told us to live according to the laws which you gave us through your servants, the prophets. All Israel broke your laws and refused to listen to what you said. We sinned against you, and so you brought on us the curses that are written in the law of Moses, your servant. You did what you said you would do to us and our rulers. You punished Jerusalem more severely than any other city on earth, giving us all the punishment described in the law of Moses. But even now, O Lord our God, we have not tried to please you by turning from our sins or by following your truth. You, O Lord our God, were prepared to punish us, and you did, because you always do what is right, and we did not listen to you. O Lord our God, you showed your power by bringing your people out of Egypt, and your power is still remembered. We have sinned, we have done wrong. You have defended us in the past, so do not be angry with Jerusalem any longer. It is your city, your sacred hill. All the people in the neighbouring countries look down on Jerusalem and on your people because of our sins and the evil our ancestors did. O God, hear my prayer and pleading. Restore your temple which has been destroyed. Restore it so that everyone will know that you are God. Listen to us, O God. Look at us and see the trouble we are in and the suffering of the city that bears your name. We are praying to you because you are merciful, not because we have done right. Lord, hear us. Lord, forgive us. Lord, listen to us and act. In order that everyone will know that you are God, do not delay. This city and these people are yours. Amen. A crisis in our lives often causes strong emotional responses in us. But then we speak to God about it, and we think our prayers have to be dry and boring. If a crisis produces strong emotions, then it's okay to pour out those emotions to God. It's okay to pour out your heart to God in prayer. Daniel pleaded with God about his crisis. He prayed with emotion. He was repentant, angry that he and his people had sinned against God. He was ashamed of their conduct. He was hurting from the situation he and his people found themselves in. And he let God know about it. But that's a prayer God will answer. He made us in His image with emotions, and He wants to share those emotions with us. That's why you can pour out your heart to God in prayer. Perhaps you have a crisis you need to pray passionately about. Maybe it's a family crisis. Maybe it's a health crisis. Maybe it's a relational crisis. Maybe it's a financial crisis. And you're angry, you're sad, or you're frustrated, or any number of emotions. Pour your heart out to God in prayer about it. He's a passionate God who longs to answer our passionate prayers. As you think through these thoughts today, these questions might help you. How could you be more passionate when you pray? And what would it feel like to truly pour out your heart to God in prayer? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we discover together the power of fasting when it comes to focused prayer.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.